Waco. Yeah, it is the John Curley Sherry Ellicker Show, starring Sherry Ellicker and John Curley. Like that? Huh?
I like it, yeah.
There we go.
Good.
Let's get to the discussion. Still chilly in the water. By the way, it is Taco Tuesday night at Logan's. We'll see everybody there. Myself, and Fred, and Tim. Oh my gosh. Hey, Sherry, look.
It's
the two horses. They're bringing Teeny Tiny in. And look who's holding Teeny. Look who it is.
Today we're going to talk about nun pockets.
Okay. Oh.
They are humongous, and we can carry a whole lot of stuff in them. They're like clown pockets.
Okay.
First and foremost, lip balm. My lips are always dry, so I have to always have lip balm on me at all times.
Can we just try singing the song?
Ooh, a song. Oh, look at you laughing at Teeny. Look at you.
I'm not laughing at her.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not. She's not
funny.
Yes,
you are. Hey, Teeny.
No, she's not.
Hello.
Hello.
There she is. Teeny. She loves you, Teeny. All right, here we go. Marysville School Board backs off its contentious parental consent vote. Didn't we just do this whole story? Didn't they just pick this up in news? Didn't we have this?
Yeah, I think they might have mentioned it. Do you want to know about it?
Let's let Joel do a little heavy lifting for us.
Families lined up alongside teachers ahead of the meeting, united in their opposition to a plan by the school board to require that parents sign off on their child joining a school club.
Of course, we want parents to be involved in their students' lives, but reality, that's not always there.
Veronica Underwood and other faculty started safe space clubs at three elementaries and immediately felt pushback from the district.
The board kind of put it on hold and asked us to come basically explain why we were doing that.
School board members proposed making parental consent part of the process for students to join any clubs, including ones directed at the LGBTQ plus population, a move that's embraced by many moms and dads.
I want to know where my child's at, you know? Our children, we need to know where they're at.
I simply cannot fathom the desire to deny a parent the right to decide on their child's involvement in these extracurricular clubs.
Others say the policy could force kids to out themselves in families where they may not feel support or to withdraw even more.
A lot of people, even that I know, have actually tried to ask their parents about stuff like that and have gotten like almost kicked out.
This is us providing a safe place where kids can come in and just be themselves.
The teachers who started the Safe Space Club say there was a transgender student in the past who wanted to reach out but only found limited support, and the results were tragic.
But still felt, you know, not accepted, and when he got to middle school, he committed suicide.
Mm. All right, so the parents want to be involved in the kids' life, and you're saying, well, there's some situations they're not. Look, those are the situations, but the parents do have a right to know where the kids are. The state of Washington's really interesting in that kids get to a certain age, they don't have to tell their parents anything. Kid can go to I know in Oregon, I don't know where we are in Washington, you want to start to begin to transition. You feel as if you're trapped in the wrong body. You can go in, start to get all the stuff, you get hormones. You have to tell your parents that this is all happening. The doctors keep it a secret from the parents. The question is, who's best at raising the kid? It seems often that the state, certain people in the state, assume the parents are not really that good at being a parent, and the state's going to come in and step in and help and sort of do the work of the child. So in some cases, the kid is given more autonomy than possibly the kid should probably have. The parents should be continued to be in the loop. If there is some problems between the parent and the child, it would be nice at that point for something to help with bridging the gap of communication. But just to assume that the parents won't accept the child, or that the child coming out and the parent doesn't know the kid is coming out, that there should be something rather than just removing the child from the home and isolating the parent so the parent doesn't know what's happening. What's happening in the class? What's happening in the classroom? What's happening in these clubs? Doesn't the parent have a right to know what the child is being told?
Well, it became so contentious that what they decided to do is not vote or not make a decision on this because they had people on either side of it. And they're maybe going to vote again on June 6th. But a lot of parents felt the same way you did, John, is that, you know, look, I have a right to know what my child is involved in. Why are they staying after school? What are they doing? Who are they with? That's a pretty fundamental right of a parent to know about your child's whereabouts. The other parents are saying, wait a minute, these are kids that need to be protected. These are kids that don't necessarily have safe places in their homes to be able to express what it is they're feeling or what they may be going through. This will provide them with some level of support without the parent, you know, becoming involved or potentially being, you know, threatening or upsetting the child, you know, in a very negative way.
So what would the choice be for those people? I would say, so you want to isolate the parent from the child? Do you want to step in between the parent and child? Do you feel your best to not have the parent involved in the child's life? So then it becomes the kid and the counselor against the parents in some regard. Ultimately, that child is still the responsibility of that parent until that child leaves or is an adult. What is it? The state of Washington is 18 years old. So, you know, I'm sorry. Maybe you got some bad parents, got some bad communication between the two. Somebody should step in to bridge that, but not immediately just assume. Listen, most kids feel completely misunderstood by their parents, right? You add in other factors in there. It's nasty and it's contentious. And most people will tell you raising teenagers is really, really, really hard. Really hard. And a lot of parents will take kids to therapists and the parents will go to therapists and it's tough. You know, I can tell you, living with Chuck, she's a wonderful young lady now, but man, it is, anybody out there that's got a 13 or 14 year old daughter knows they just, and they're monsters, and then they're sweet, and then they're a monster, and then they're sweet again. It's hard. It's hard, hard times to be a parent of a teenager. To then have the kid removed emotionally from the connection with the parents, everybody does learning at that time. The parents do and the kids do. To separate, to isolate, to keep the parents out of it, I think this is why these parents are rising up. I think the other sort of compromise was they're not going to vote on this, but they are going to allow, parents are allowed to know up until the age of what, eighth grade is the
eighth grade.
Sort of the small step they've taken. So, all right. By the way, speaking of schools, Seattle Schools backs away from the proposal of having classes start later in the fall, late times in the fall. They were going to do, I guess, sort of a staggered start. Older kids wouldn't have to come in until 9 or something like that. I think it was Minnesota that started realizing the circadian rhythms of teenagers is different than where they are when they were younger. They said grades were better if the kids could sleep in a little longer and start school a little later. Grades actually went up. But I think also in Seattle, they have problems with transportation, so they decided to not, and they're going to have everybody get in there at the same time.
Right. They wanted elementary school kids to go at 7:40, high school and middle school at 8:30, and then some kids, the whole mix of them, begin at 9:30. And they were worried that the littler kids might be standing in the dark waiting for the bus. And what they decided to do was keep it as it is. They may change by about 10 minutes or so, but not much more. The other thing that's going on is they have to figure out how they're going to charter or get another charter company if they're going to get one, because they've got one called First Student Transportation that they've been using. Their contract expires in August, but they've had 600 safety violations. So they're a little, I think they're looking into that to try to determine who will get that contract. But they are having a real big problem with the shortage of bus drivers.
Joe Biden, the president, was in Buffalo with the first lady, and don't forget the reason people voted for him and what he was running on. He was going to be a uniter, that the country was torn apart by a divisive, horrible human being. Ultra MAGA, everybody, bow your heads and say it out loud. So here he is talking about the shooting in Buffalo. We'll see how well he unites.
Jill and I bring you this message from deep in our nation's soul. In America, evil will not win, I promise you. Hate will not prevail, and white supremacy will not have the last word. For the evil did come to Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And talking about the shooting, he says,
what happened here is simple and straightforward. Terrorism. Terrorism. Domestic terrorism. Violence inflicted in the service of hate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot about hate. Can't write laws against hate.
Look, the American experiment in democracy is in a danger like it hasn't been in my lifetime. It's an endanger this hour.
By democracy. One man, one vote. One woman, one vote. Democracy is, that's what I think democracy is. That's what I think most people would consider to be democracies. We're communicating with words that we understand. That's the vocabulary we're going to go with, democracy.
Hate and fear are being given too much oxygen by those who pretend to love America, but who don't understand America. As President of the United States, I travel the world all the time. And other nations ask me, heads of state in other countries, ask me, what's going on? What in God's name happened on January 6th? What happened in Buffalo? What happened? They ask. We have to refuse to live in a country where black people going about a weekly grocery shopping can be gunned down by weapons of war.
It's not a weapon of war.
Deployed in a racist.
It is the most popular rifle sold.
Cause.
That's a racist cause. Okay, and then one last thing.
My grandpa used to say when I walked out of his home in Scranton.
By the way, I don't believe this, but anyway, here we go. He's, you know, my dad said to me, my pop said to me, I don't believe
and
these.
He'd say, Joey, spread the faith. And my grandma would yell, no, Joey. I mean, he'd say, keep the faith. And my grandma would say, no, Joey, spread the faith.
Okay. Blew that one. Keep the Joey, spread the what?
That's wow. Buffalo, New York is among the U.S. cities with the highest homicide rate. Total of 61 murders reported in the city. That was in 2020. It's gone up. 24 for every 100,000 people are killed there, well above the national homicide rate average of 6.5 murders per 100,000. So again, Buffalo in 2020, 24 per 100,000. Every single day, there are, I think, that number is like 34. I forget how many people die by handguns. I know altogether last year there was 10,000 young black men gunned down by other young black men. That population makes up about 14% of the total population of black Americans. 14% are between the age, I think, of like 25 down to 14. There is a war that goes on. More black men kill more black men than died in Afghanistan in 20 years. But again, it's this kid shooting these 10 people, all innocent individuals going about their life. But we don't know any of their names because that's not really what's important. They are used. These people are used for people on the left that are telling Joe Biden what to say, for we're supposed to believe that these white supremacists, how many, I mean, I looked up white supremacist groups. If these white supremacists are supposed to be out there killing a whole bunch of black people, they're way behind the number of black men that are killed by other black men, way behind. And why not address that, Joe? Why doesn't anybody talk about that? That's not important, that a young 15-year-old black kid is 8 times more likely to be shot and killed in America. That's the number one cause of death. If you're between the ages of 14 and I think 33 in America, and if you're black, that's the number one cause of death, is gunshot, homicide. What's, huh? Oh, but it's the white supremacists? It's this mentally ill 18-year-old? This is the great threat to democracy in the United States? This is so absurd. So absurd that they're doing this. And it just, make hay of these lives. That's what you diminish the lives by making everybody believe that this is the problem over here. And people that know, people in Buffalo that know, with those people that are dealing with all the crime in Buffalo, like, no, that's not the problem. We don't have a problem of a whole bunch of white supremacists coming in here and shooting all of us. But they don't want to talk about that.
When the
there will be 1,018 violent crimes reported for every 100,000 people in Buffalo. That was a 2020 number. It's gone up in 2022. It's up at historic rate now in Buffalo. So that compares to, listen to this number. 1,018 violent crimes in Buffalo per 100,000, right? Mm-hmm. That compares to 399 incidents per 100,000 in the United States. Buffalo, for a small little city, it's got some real serious problems. Because the president's going to get back on his plane after Jill guides him out of there, and he gets back on there, and he makes it up the steps, God willing, and flies back out again. There will be a pretty good chance that someone will be shot and killed in Buffalo by someone else that looks a lot like them, but nobody wants to deal with that problem. And I've said this before, that mother left behind, not God rest the souls of those innocent people at that supermarket, but those that happens, but not every day. Not in the streets of America, right? 33 people in Chicago shot over the weekend. 33. I think 14 died. Does the president fly to Chicago?
No.
No. Never will.
No.
Because it's a much bigger issue, and nobody wants to talk about it, except for really good organizations, and one of them is not Black Lives Matter. Today, we find out $899,000 was given by the person who runs Black Lives Matter to her boyfriend. She gave $700,000 to, I think, her brother who runs security. I mean, the money just flying out of that organization. But they had a file for taxes, by the way. So now we get a chance to see, where'd all the money go that all these people gave to? And what is Black Lives Matter? How are you doing? How well have you done since 2015? You're really making a dent in this?
Sorry. It was a subject that they would not talk about. When people would bring up black-on-black crime, the Black Lives Matter movement didn't want to comment on it, or they didn't seem to think that there was any connection there. They wanted to focus on police and defunding the police. And did
14%, 14% of people who describe themselves as very liberal think, on average, in a given year, anywhere between 1,000 and 10,000 black men are shot and killed by police every single year. That's the number that they believe.
And the actual number's 5?
Unarmed. It's all together, total amount of people shot and killed by police is about, consistently for the last 5 or 6 years, according to the Washington Post, is about 1,100. Those unarmed black, it's 12 or 26, depending on the two different statistics out there. Either 12 or 26 unarmed, shot and killed by police. That's the number. Mm-hmm. But again, if you watch MSNBC, you watch these other organizations, you listen to Joe Biden, you believe it is a problem of a racist, horrible, demented country. And this nutcase, this 18-year-old, he's getting fed junk from the other side, being told that there's this imbalance and everything, that, you know, there aren't as many white people and things. The same story that was written back in 2018 by the New York Times, talking about how now their number of white people is going down. There's a new demographic, and eventually the United States will shift. The whole thing about changing demographics, they were basically in 2018 talking about it. But again, you know, what's the word you're not allowed to use? That it's what was it calling? The reason he went in there and shot all everybody?
Replacement theory.
Replacement theory.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. God, what a mess. All right, listen, you know, as long as we can use the deaths to promote a political point of view, then you've succeeded. Congratulations. Way to unite the country, Joe. All right, here we go. You know what time it is, Sherry?
What time is it?
Mailman song. This one.
Oh, okay.
See if you can identify all the new things Andrew's put in there. Here we go, everybody.
It's that time of day when we read out your letters, where you tell us, hey, how you love us or hate us or somewhere in between. Like how Sherry is funny. Or John is a
John sucks. Not a joke.
Wow.
Not a joke.
Write it in a Biden and Mickey.
And be the letter of the day.
Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
Right to it.
Okay,
wow.
That's a lot. Ring, ring. All right.
Let me just try singing the song.
We get anybody yelling around here anymore today, and then the is going to hit the fan.
Send us a letter. Yay!
Excellent.
There we go. There we are. Yes, Teeny. Excellent. Right to us, my Northwest. How do you get a chance to say right to us, my Northwest, Texas? Well, the state, because the phone kept ringing. All right. I don't know why this is, keeps going on and on and on about, like, whoa, how often are people showering stuff? Are we doing the shower story? What's the first one?
The hotels in the
community. Oh, yes. Yes, I agree with this because I do feel sorry for the people pushing the giant carts. And when they're not looking, I do swipe an extra water bottle or towel off the cart when they're not looking. I always feel like James Bond when I'm doing that, or moisturizers. They want you, the housekeeping staff, want you to use the service every single day.
Yes, they have a hospitality union called Unite Here, and they've actually put out, like, social media things. It's their posters and things like that, encouraging people to ask to have their rooms cleaned every single day. During the pandemic, they lost a lot of staff. So the hotels, in order to save money, said, listen, we'll clean your room every 3 days or every, you know, when you check out, but not every single day unless you request it. So they're saying, in order to give people more hours, request it every day. And by the way, they're not reducing anybody's rates because they're not cleaning the room every day. So you should demand the service.
Yeah. Fair. Great. Unless they're going to give you a discount on the price. If not, keep everybody employed. Leave a little something there on the floor for them to pick up or whatever and then have them come in. And it is kind of nice at the end of the night, you come back and they've made the bed.
Right.
It's super tight, how the bed is all tucked in there. And it just looks really nice. And the pillows are all super fluffy. And for some reason, the chocolate on the pillow. I mean, you brush your teeth and go over and get a piece of chocolate. And it seems to, maybe the Dental Association is the one encouraging that as well. But altogether, between the housekeepers and the dentists, enjoy all the services and keep everybody employed.
Yeah. You're doing a good thing by doing that.
Yes. And now to the idea of showering. Did you know I got a call today from the editor of Esquire magazine?
You did? What did they want?
He's doing a story on me.
No.
Yes.
On what?
Plus, all about you. auctioneering, and then when I started telling him how I live, he's like, whoa, this is a much bigger story. And he's like, so... And there was a moment of, like, weird repulsion in his, I heard that sound, when he's like, so where do you, I said I jump in the river every day. So the whole idea of apparently this is a big thing now. People are fascinated by when people shower or don't shower. James Corden, am I saying his name? He's the one that does the car karaoke thing. He's stepped down. He's no longer doing his night show anymore. He says his showers.
And here's some news from right here in Southern California. Los Angeles residents are now being asked to help with the local water shortage by cutting their shower time by 4 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah, shouldn't be a problem. I know every time I'm in the shower, I time it to the minute. Every cut it by four. How long are people spending in the shower?
They say average is 10 minutes.
Stop.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
You're joking me.
Me no joke.
What?
That's what they say. I couldn't believe it.
But if that's the average.
Sounds like Jacob. Jacob, are you moonlighting on that show? She whiz.
That means there's people who are in there for like 20 minutes.
Probably.
Oh my.
Yeah, just like you, Jacob.
God, I'm in and out, I think, in a solid three or four.
Yuck.
Okay, and apparently that's shocking to people.
Yeah, 3 or 4 minutes. Well, it goes on. It's not just that he only takes a 3-minute shower.
Mm-hmm.
There's more.
I don't have more. Stop saying
that. Yeah, okay. What else does he say? Sorry.
Yeah, Jacob.
He not only does he take a very brief shower, he uses soap, but he only washes his hair every 2 months.
Hmm.
Now, he's got a good head of hair.
Yes,
he does. But every 2 months?
I don't know to that. I can speak to the shower part. When we were little kids, my father hated that we'd spend any time in the shower. And, you know, sometimes you're, as a parent, you say something, it doesn't come out right, or you say it in such a way that your kids remember it and then, like, 40 years later make fun of you. We used to make fun of my father all the time on a couple of things. One of them was when I was cutting the grass, he ran outside and said, never turn your... He sounded like... Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Never turn your back on that machine. He said it in such a weird way that we then remembered it, and we'd be like, hey, Dad, remember that time? Hey, you know what? I was trying to... Machine.
Machine.
So there was that, and then the other was this. My brother was in the shower, and my father yelled, what are you doing in there? And Chuck goes, I'm taking a shower. And he goes, what, do you like it in there? And Chuck goes, yeah. And he goes, well, then get the hell out, which didn't make any sense. But to my father, we then had to go because the price of oil and heating the house, you turn the water on, wet up, turn the water off. He stood there and taught all
soap cold.
Up, wet up, and then turn the water back on in and out in 2 minutes. I was like, what? My father goes, that is the rule, and we are sticking with it. So sure enough, you'd be in the shower. My father, that's it. That's it. That's it.
Do you
and
now
the,
take
the
like-
weird thing was he never fixed anything. So the shower door had this weird like piece of plastic that you had to push the door. You know, it had like a little spring on it. The little spring thing broke and locked. So the only way to get out was you had to pick up a screwdriver and put it in between the little where the little plastic thing was, where the spring was, and sort of, you know, spring yourself out. My sister's like, what? Why do we live like this?
Do you now take, like, whenever you can, like a 30-minute shower just because you can get away with it?
No.
Or are you programmed now to only do, you know, 2 minutes at a time,
that's
turn it on,
need.
Turn it off?
Really, that's all you need. You can't possibly get clean in 2 minutes. Yes, you can. What are you using, an eyedropper? It's a shower. There's water pouring out of the hole.
Ugh, I take the longest showers.
You're just in there. Calgon, take me away. you're part of the problem, Missy.
Okay, all right, it's me.
I'll do my dad. You ready? To you.
Yeah.
Let's just imagine that you were at
okay,
my parents'
I'm in the
house.
Shower.
Right,
I'm
you're showering.
Washing
hey,
my hair
hey,
like a normal person.
Hey, do you like it in there? Hey, do you like it in there?
Yeah, I do. I like
well,
it in
then,
here.
Well, then get out!
Well, give me a screwdriver and I will.
Never turn your back on that machine!
That's funny.
Is that Jacob breathing?
No,
what is that? Oh,
that's a shower.
Apparently the sound effect
a shower.
Of a shower.
Okay.
At least you didn't have to take a shower with your brothers.
Okay. Oh,
this is a much bigger story.
Wow.
We'll have Esquire call you.
Listen, I had to take showers with my cousins.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Everybody, can you please show
Big
the
trouble.
Jury where the on this doll?
We were kids. Come on.
Okay. Everybody's feeling weird.
All right. Fine. We've cleared all the...
Can you turn the shower sound effect on? Maybe that will clean me.
You feel better now? All right.
Here we go. Mailman's coming. I see him. There he is right over there. Here, come in, man. Come on in, mailman. It's going to have to be a shorter Mailman song.
And I'm the mailman. As you can see, I'm the mailman.
Against the clock, as they say. Wow. Just like that.
That's all she wrote.
That's all she wrote.
Didn't write no more.
No. All right. We'll get to the letter of the day first. Let's take care of all the rest. Here we go.
Dougie's bike, area code 253. Does Dougie wear a helmet?
What do you think?
I'm thinking
Andrew,
no.
Jacob, I just sent you a picture.
Yeah, he's wearing a hat, not a helmet.
Hello!
All right. Thank you, Teeny. Let's see. Da-da-da-da. This is funny. 360 said, if Dougie dies, will Unicycle Mike get half of the e-bike?
That's
oh,
mean.
You got to be there for that one. That's mean.
Car break-ins. Jack Stein what? Says this. I was high for 10 years of my life. I never pooped my pants. What drugs are you doing?
Wow, I never knew Jack Stein did heroin. should have been our lead. Nikki, 253. I never saw any homeless or encampments in Switzerland, and I only dream of it here.
206 says, John, are you high? If we gave away free heroin in Seattle, we would have 1 million new homeless people coming here for free heroin from across the nation.
It was just an idea. It's nothing we're going to try. Let's see. Tony from Everett. I had my car broken into before. The only thing stolen was an 80s-era cassette radio deck. I got the last laugh because that thing never worked since I had the car.
2 5 3 6.
I said I would not play Mickey's, but I said I could always imitate Mickey's laugh. So go ahead.
I think I'm with you, John. It would probably cost less in taxes to feed their drug habit than my $500 deductible every time they break into my car, not to mention the inconvenience.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to pause for a moment. I just had no idea that Jack Stein was involved in drugs.
I took that bed and hit him upside a paya.
Paya. Home burglar 206 says our conquering lefty overlords advised us to cower and let criminals reign. My dog seems to have a different opinion on constant alert to teach any invader who's boss. Love that show.
Elon Musk, Unicycle Mike says, wait, so as one person, am I only supposed to buy one toaster? How am I supposed to toast a full loaf of bread at the same time? That's why I have 10 toasters.
Going to the letter song, Bear Expert. That's the person's name? Nope. I love the current version of the letter song. The only thing that's really missing is the wet fart at the end.
I'll be sure to put it back. It's
no,
I'll put it there just
don't.
For you.
You can't.
What
just
a
don't
classy
take, yeah.
show.
Oh,
what
man.
A classy show. Oh, here comes the teeny. Teeny. Teeny.
Oh, sorry.
Teeny.
Go shake her again.
Shake the jar.
And now shake it is jar. Time for the letter of the day.
Letter of the day. Here we go.
All right. Area code 425. What flavors do those Nun Pockets come in? I wouldn't mind trying some of those Nun Pockets.
You guys, huh? You're bad.
That's all she wrote.
That's all she wrote.
Been right.
Glad
no
you like the show.
No
now stop listening.
She left the gloom a hanging
my father's
my
logic. All right, another hour of this.